to Neil's take. We know how much you like to hear from local author and newshound Neil Haverson, so we'll start this celebration with Neil, who's actually addressing a rather serious subject. Welcome, Neil.
In the March edition of Just Talk, I mused over life a few decades ago and asked whether those really were the good old days. I concluded that with all the advancements in such things as medicine and technology, I wouldn't want to live again through the era when you could leave your back door unlocked with the money to pay the butcher on the kitchen table. But every now and again, I find myself lamenting something that has seen society change for what I feel is for the worse. It sparks a mixture of anger and sadness in me. Once a week, we do the school run, collecting our granddaughter to give her parents a break. While it's a treat to see her running across the playground with a huge smile, it does remind me of my young school days and how things have changed. Around the age of 6 or 7, I would walk the mile or so along Thorpe Road to my own school. I'd do the return journey at lunchtime before returning for the afternoon session. I remember hopping on the number 79 bus in the evening and travelling into the city to Cubs, again on my own. At the weekend, I'd jump on my bike and, with a mate, we'd cycle to Mousehold and spend hours exploring the heath. Such was the way of the world then that my parents could be confident in letting me out on my own. So many people of my generation have told me that as a child, they would leave home in the morning, climb trees, fall out of them, graze their knees, play cops and robbers, and scrump a few apples before returning at tea time with no questions asked. No responsible parent would allow this today. I remember how we agonised over what age to allow our children to walk to school on their own. I think we settled on the age of 11. It really came home to me when we first went to pick up our granddaughter. The school gates were locked, so we joined the queue until a teacher arrived with the keys to let us into the playground. Next, we gathered around the appropriate door to await the release of our charges. A teacher brought them to the door and would let them out until she had spotted their guardians. When I was editor of Let's Talk magazine, if ever we went on a job that involved children, we had to ascertain permission before we could photograph them. For an article, I went to my old primary school to see how things had changed. There were many marvellous advancements from classroom equipment to school meals. But when it came to taking the photographs, there was a list of those parents who had given permission for them to appear before the camera and the ones who couldn't. I did feel sorry for the group who couldn't have their picture taken as they huddled in the corner of the classroom, watching the others laughing and smiling for the camera. With such innovations as the internet and mobile phones, society has changed, so we've all to take these precautions to protect our children. I don't think I'd want to be a parent today. I like to think we got the balance more or less right for the era when our two were young. Mind you, best not ask them. They may beg to differ.
Thank you, Neil. And I'm sure many of our listeners will be in tune with you on that topic. And talking of being in tune, what's up next?